Ukraine's defense forces continue to conduct a rapid counteroffensive in Kharkiv region. The Russian occupiers flee, leaving equipment, ammunition, weapons, and food. The Ukrainian flag was officially raised in the town of Balaklia today, head of Kharkiv Regional Military Administration Oleh Sinihabov has said. Balaklia is Ukraine. Today the Ukrainian flag was raised in Balaklia together with the military led by Commander of the Ground Forces of the Armed Forces of Ukraine Oleksandr Sursky. Boys and girls of the armed forces, today you make a new history of free Ukraine. We are proud of you, the official said. In addition, MPs, bloggers, and military correspondents report that the armed forces of Ukraine liberated Kupiansk from the Russian invaders. The de-occupation of the town was also confirmed by the Security Service of Ukraine, SBU, press service. Special forces personnel of the Center of Special Operations, A, of the Security Service of Ukraine are in Kupiansk, which has been and will always be Ukrainian. We will free our land to the last centimeter. We move further. The post reads. The Ministry of Defense of the United Kingdom emphasizes that the de-occupation of Kupiansk will be a significant blow to Russia because it sits on supply routes to the Donbass front line. Currently, information is spreading on social networks that the advanced units of Ukrainian soldiers have already reached Izium. Russian units panicked and left the town to avoid being encircled. Also, Russian bloggers report that local collaborators are fleeing en masse towards the Russian Federation from Svatov in Luhansk region. Russian troops have allegedly already left this town. Meanwhile, the armed forces of Ukraine are conducting a successful counteroffensive not only in Kharkiv region, but also in Kherson region. Our troops advanced from 2 to several dozens of kilometers in various areas of the southern front. In the near future, we will definitely reveal the names of localities that are happy to welcome our soldiers, Natalia Humanyuk, the head of the Joint Coordination Press Center of the Defense Forces of the South of Ukraine, said. Ukraine's Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov is sure that after a few more, even small, victories of the armed forces of Ukraine at the front, the Russians will begin to flee. A few more successes at the front in the form of certain, albeit insignificant, but victories, and the Russian troops will flee, and they will, believe me, because today we are destroying their logistics chains, warehouses, and so on. And the question will arise. Where should they go? And morale, it will be like an avalanche, one line of defense will falter, and it will fall, the minister said. He also reminded that everyone had already seen how the occupiers fled from Kyiv, Chernihiv, and Sumy regions, when the defenders of Ukraine began to push them out of there. Bohdan Marushiak,